And that train kept a rolling, Aerosmith. I'm Gary Lee, the Coach's Show, week one of the Coach's Show 2022. And now we're heading off into Liberty High School to talk with head coach of Liberty Eagles, Brock Kanegi. Hey, Coach, how we doing, man?
Doing good. Good morning.
Yes, it is. Nice, brisk morning. I had 64 this morning, and that's we may catch a break a little bit, not quite as hot, and that will make coaches and players really happy, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Well, here we are, week one. Now, you didn't take part in a jamboree, but you had a little scrimmage there, and kind of take us through that, some of the things that you seen that you really liked and some of the things you thought that you kind of needed to work on.
Yeah, we did have our red, white, and blue scrimmage, and it was good. Kids get out and play and scrimmage and saw a lot of good things. So kids are starting to grasp the system. Young kids are starting to figure it out. Old kids are starting to settle into their assignments, understand their role on this team for 2022.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good things.
Well, I think, you got 9 returning starters and, 20-plus returning lettermen. You were young. I mean, you had a good senior class last year, but, I mean, you were really a young Liberty Eagle varsity squad.
Yeah. Last year I had 6 seniors. This year I have 12. A lot of these 12 seniors have played since they were freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
The juniors that I have playing, they've played since they were freshmen. They were kind of thrown into the fire early,
mm-hmm.
So to say. But, fire creates iron. You've got to be tested and you've got to have experience. So, it all pays off in the end. Sometimes you take some lumps early.
Yeah.
But if you can withstand it, it does create some very good football players.
Yeah, I've heard you say a lot of times, don't think, react, and when you're talking on defense, you want players to know your system so well that they're not thinking about it. They're just reacting to what they see. And are you starting to see a little bit more of that as leading up to this week one?
With that being said, a thinking player is a slow player. If they're having to think about their assignment, they're just not reacting as fast as we want them to. And really the only way to create those types of players that aren't having to think every down, they have to have experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where your seniors and your juniors really pay off. We're blessed with a really good senior class.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be a lot of fun this year. And now, week one opponent is the Stratford Indians. You got to watch them at their jamboree. Tell us a little bit about what you've seen out of the Stratford Indians, your week one opponent.
They run a spread system a lot like ourselves. Very athletic. Coach Hester has been there a long time, and he does a really good job. His kids play really hard. They're disciplined. He's got some kids that have came back out this year that didn't play last year. So his receiving core and his skill set is really good. He got a lot of his basketball players to come back out. They always have a lot of athletes, and this year's no different. They've got a lot of size up front. They've got some really big kids. They kind of throw it all over the field. They're intelligent, they're smart. If you try to cheat and load up, outside or inside, they'll make you pay for it. They've got a good system.
Well, and now people tonight, and if you want to know what we're talking about, you're just going to have to come to the Nest. But defensively, they're going to see some players playing a little different. You know, you've kind of mixed some things up a little bit on your defense, personnel-wise.
We've got some new faces on defense. I have a lot more team speed this year, which for my defense to work well, that speed is kind of a necessity. I try to put 11 really good athletes on defense, and thankfully I'm able to do that this year. I've got my outside linebackers, Cal Acklin and Lucas Frazier, both all-conference, all-district players, really kind of anchor my defense. I've got Drew Ripko. He is our free safety, extremely good athlete, probably one of the best athletes, you know, in our conference. Middle linebacker, I've got Brody Rutledge, you know, all-conference, all-district player last year, to shore up the middle. And then up front, I've got some new faces with Luca Vandevort, Caden Farrell, and Skylar Rogers, which was an all-conference, all-district player last year up front. So we're pretty excited about what they can do this year.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And the secondary, you know, you got a lot of experience, you know, as we touched on coming back. And on the offensive side, you know, there's a lot of weapons to get the ball to. I mean, it's going to be a challenge distributing the ball to all the athletes out there.
Yeah, we do have some really good skill set. You know, we have a two-quarterback system. We've got Gavin Reese and Carter Pruitt. Both were my starters last year. Gavin, being a sophomore, he's looking at me. He's nervous.
Well, he's a little bit bigger this year than he was last year.
Yeah. We've had a really good off season, and our kids have grew up a lot, and they've done some really good things in the weight room. You know, they've done some good things, you know, on the baseball field, at track. Whenever I say off season, whenever football season ends, we take off until Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then when January rolls around, we're working again.
Yeah.
And, you know, we like well-rounded athletes. I really like three-sport athletes. I think they're well-rounded and they know how to compete. And our kids do a really good job of that.
Well, here it is, week one tonight. The Liberty Eagles will host Stratford Indians. And, you know, this week one, some folks out there you would like to thank Coach Kanegi for, you know, helping you all out and, you know, maybe feeding the boys and just stepping up for the Liberty Eagles.
Yeah, we've had so many people help us out and donate water and Gatorade and, you know, we have someone feed us, you know, every Friday night. Our community really stands behind our program, and in all honesty, we couldn't do it without them.
Well, it's going to be rocking tonight at the Nest. It's going to be intense, and we want a packed place. I mean, I think it'd be pretty cool if people in Willow Springs could hear the roar of you know, the Nest tonight.
Yeah. I'd like to look up and see those stands red.
Mm-hmm.
See it red.
That's right. Everybody, head coach Liberty Eagles, Coach Kanegi, thanks for joining us, Coach, and we'll catch you next Friday morning.
Thank you very much.